I think the area of opportunity for all of us, like I said, is really evolving the financing opportunities and access to capital for individuals. I just believe if you have the right candidate for a particular opportunity, it's a matter of how do we make this work? And oftentimes it comes down to capital.
You're listening to Driving Performance, your go-to podcast for unmatched expertise in the world of buying and selling an automotive dealership. Each episode features discussions with industry leaders and is brought to you by Performance Brokerage Services, North America's premier family-owned automotive dealership brokerage firm with over 30 years of experience. We're here to ensure you gain the most reliable insights to confidently navigate a transaction and accomplish your unique goals. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, we prioritize building lasting relationships and maximizing the value beyond the transaction level. Here are your hosts, Jamie Farley and Paul Keckney, for another segment of Shifting Gears.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Driving Performance. I'm Jamie Farley with my co-host, Paul Keckney. Today, we're jumping into a conversation that really matters, not just for the future of the car business, but for the communities it touches every day. We are honored to have with us Perry Watson IV, president of NAMAD, which stands for the National Association of Minority Automobile Dealers. This organization has been working for over 40 years to create more opportunities for minority dealership ownership and more equity across the industry. Perry's hard work is helping move the industry forward, pushing for stronger partnerships with OEMs, expanding access to capital, and preparing the next generation of minority dealers.
We'll be talking about all these things and give you a little look at what's coming up at the NAMAD convention this summer and how you can partner with NAMAD or be part of it. So, Perry, welcome to the show. Real pleasure to have you today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Paul and Jamie. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, it's such an honor to have you on, Perry. You know, I've attended the conference probably 10 times or so, so this is something I care about a lot as well, and we're really excited to dive in and talk more about this today. So I figured let's start with this. What inspired you to step into your role at NAMAD and maybe provide us with just like a quick lay of the land of the current state of minority dealership ownership, since I have to imagine that these coincide?
Yeah, well, I have the unique viewpoint on NAMAD from having hair and not having hair, meaning I've been involved with the organization for quite some time, and I was blessed to get to know some of our founders, you know, Mr. Mel Farr, Mr. Bill Shack, Mr. Conyers, and of course, Reverend Jesse Jackson, and also some of our past chairs, Steve Harrell, Martin Kuumba, Mr. Jay Park. I don't say those names without honor because I stand on their shoulders. These were the pioneers that understood the importance of inclusive economics, you know, back in 1980 when the organization first started. And so I'm very proud to carry on the legacy. You know, one of the things I can tell you about NAMAD is that our focus continues to be really on five main things. And that is one, retention of our members' dealerships, right? Two, of course, expansion of the footprint within the industry. Three is operational excellence in terms of our training. We really want to make sure that our dealers are the highest performing dealers in the industry. And a lot of the data suggests that. So we're very proud of that. And also advocacy. If you've been watching the news, you know that the landscape on legislative and regulatory issues is ever changing. And then last, I would say awareness of the organization to the industry as a whole. And as far as where we are with the state of minority dealers and in comparison to the general population of dealers, you know, there's about 18,300 or so dealerships nationwide and about 1,500 minority dealerships nationwide. So we're about 8.6% of the population of dealers overall at rooftops as well. And what I'd say is that, you know, we've made significant progress over the last several years, but obviously as it pertains to equity and the reflection of minority representation across the country. We have a lot of work to do, but the partnerships with the OEMs, vendors, you know, brokers such as yourself, I believe has never been stronger. And so we're very happy with the progress that we're making, and we look forward to continuing to strive to increase the footprint of economic inclusion within our industry.
So that last comment maybe segues into one of the questions I wanted to know, and that is, what's the current engagement between NAMED and the OEMs? What's working and maybe what's not working, or what should we be pushing towards to make work better?
Well, the engagement is absolutely incredible right now. I came into the role as president probably about 2.5 years ago, seems like 10 because everything's moving so fast. But we really have been working together, especially everything from cybersecurity attacks to helping make sure that dealers are successful and knocking down obstacles, trying to help create viable or expand viable financing options for dealers, especially with the price of dealerships going through the roof in terms of blue sky. We feel really good about it. And I think that most importantly, there is a clear view that we're all partners in the process of getting the best dealers into all the dealer networks. We all know that there's a huge opportunity on the other side of inclusive economics in terms of market share, cars to be sold, finance contracts, parts, et cetera. But it also works that many of our dealers are extremely high-performing dealers. So it's a win-win, and the partnerships are stronger than they've ever been.
So you mentioned blue sky values, and some of them can be really high and they could easily price out a potential buyer. And you mentioned working with the OEMs. Could you maybe give us a peek into what that kind of conversation looks like?
Well, I would say a big part of the conversation is trying to figure out, right, with the current structure, how a, for instance, an existing dealer or a new dealer can get into some of these deals with huge blue sky. And I'm proud to say that there's been a lot of work done by the OEMs to look at financing programs and different capital partners that can be put together with some of our members to put deals together. And I think that collaboration is probably stronger than it's ever been. So it's very encouraging. Of course, a lot of dealer candidates aren't walking around with trillions of dollars in their pocket. So I think that partnerships and collaborations moving forward will be the way to go. And I really believe that we're all dedicated to making sure that continues to happen. Because again, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing. And that's the best dealer in the best dealership situation, creating the best customer experience and selling cars, servicing cars, you know, parts, et cetera. So
we talk to a lot of dealer candidates that either don't have a store, want to have a store, part of NAMED, maybe not part of NAMED, but what advice or what things would you recommend to some of these people that are coming in and want to become a dealer, but maybe haven't gone through all the steps? Any advice for them?
First and foremost, you got to join NAMED, man. That's the first thing. I say that jokingly, but at the end of the day, there's no place in the industry, especially if you are a dealer candidate, where you can come and get the mentorship, the innovative partnerships with our vendor partners, the opportunities to connect with OEMs one-on-one. Also, I think that we provide world-class training. Some of the training that you get through NAMED would cost you thousands of dollars. And many times, all we ask you to do is, you know, get a plane ticket and join in on the amazing training. And so we really try to make sure that we give you everything that you can possibly get on your path and your journey to ownership in a central hub. So there's no organization in the industry that I believe is like NAMED. So join, you can go to NAMED.org, and there are several different options in terms of membership. And of course, I would say, come to the conference. There's nothing like seeing NAMED, the living organism, in person and really understanding what we do. And we'll be at the Wynn Las Vegas in August. And again, that's there at NAMED.org as well. So
that's great. So no, we definitely want to get the message out there about the NAMED conference in August. So that's really exciting. Is there anything that the conference is going to do this year that's new? maybe that hasn't, that you guys haven't done before?
Well, you don't know this yet, Jamie, but you and I will be performing 80s karaoke at the conference.
I love it.
So you got to get your Duran, Bon Jovi, Run DMC on. But in all seriousness, I think the biggest thing that we want everyone to know is this is our 45th anniversary, our annual membership meeting. It's going to be amazing. You talk about showcasing the opportunity and benefits of inclusive economics. We've got a powerhouse panel that we're going to do. Obviously, there'll be the State of the Union, per se, for NAMAD, where I go through the updated census for 2024. We'll have powerhouse speakers like Sandra Douglas Morgan, who's the president of the Las Vegas Raiders. We will have Mr. D. Nice, who is the DJ who was famous and became famous again during COVID for Versus, which is a well-known Instagram phenomenon. But the most important thing, in my personal opinion, is that we will be showcasing how you can leverage AI to actually sell cars, right? AI is amazing. And when people talk to me about it, I'm like, that's great. But how do we utilize it to sell more cars, service more customers, create a great customer experience? And we've had some vendor partners that are going to do some amazing workshops in that regard. And then lastly, of course, we'll celebrate our membership and our partners. We have some amazing awards that we're going to give out. We're launching a new award this year, the Legacy Award, which will go out to one of our dealers who's doing an amazing job really creating their dealership as a crossroads for the community. So lots of great stuff.
That's a great question. What advice do you have to dealers today, or what does NAMAD suggest you do to become a better partner in the community and get more involved and do more things for that community? Anything that you're seeing or recommending?
I tell dealers all the time, you know, make your dealership the crossroads of your community. And what I mean by that is do that and be inclusive, right? As you may or may not know, I was a general manager and part owner of a dealership as well. And so whether it was the all women's golf outing or, you know, the Jewish community event, I would offer our facility and make sure that people came, touch, felt the dealership. I would make sure that all of our employees, if they had any organizations that were looking to do functions, we'd make the dealership available. And what happened was there was an organic flow. People started seeing it not as just a transaction, but as investing in themselves and their communities. And so we really believe in the power of that and see the evidence of that being successful every day.
Yeah, I think that's so key. Dealerships certainly have just such an important role in their local communities, and the community looks up to them. So I love your point about that. So yeah, thank you for sharing it. You mentioned in an earlier comment about training. Can you tell us more about that? Like, what does NAMAD offer?
So it's funny you should ask, Jamie. You know, we have the NAMAD Next Gen program for dealer candidates. A lot of sons and daughters of dealers as well are involved in Next Gen. Special place in my heart as I was the secretary, the vice president, and the president. We have an amazing president, Andrea Park Zad, right now, who's doing a phenomenal job. But we've launched something called the NAMAD Dealer Ownership Academy. And we're going to be talking a lot more about that at the conference as well. What is this? A partnership with several different partners, Honda, Allied Bank, Cox Automotive, and a number of others have come together to give an opportunity to several dealer candidates to basically run a virtual dealership where they have to make over 300 decisions. And so it's very real world. You got to figure out which vehicles you're going to wholesale. You got to set your labor rate. You've got to hire people. You've got to figure out what mix of technicians to have in your shop. And so we're taking that data and we're saying, okay, where do these candidates need to get stronger at? And once we know that, we're putting together customized learning based on that data. So in June, we're doing a customized learning on fixed operations. So this is just one example of the training that we do with our partners. And we have several of them. that create amazing content for our members. And it's not just open to next gen, it's open to dealers as well. But that is just an example of some of the world-class training that we offer here at NAMAN.
So Perry, you may not know this, but I worked as a 20 group moderator for NCM and NADA for 5 years. Question for you, are you putting those matrix together at some point as well in some kind of format where it's shareable with the dealers? Is that part of the program?
Well, right now, so this is our first year. We launched a program in December. And so, as you can imagine, there'll be an evolution of the program, but we do work with the dealers that send the candidates. The cool thing about this first class, there's 15 individuals going through right now, is you have individuals who are general managers of large automotive groups. You have a few that are independent dealers that are looking to get on the new franchise opportunities. You have sons and daughters of dealers. You have an individual who's a fixed operations manager, right? So we're working directly with the dealers. And the feedback that's been amazing is, man, you know what? The candidates, they have a much better view of the overall operations of the dealership. So it takes them from being siloed to their department to looking at the entire wheel. And so the immediate benefit to the dealer is they're getting back an employee who now has a 360 view versus a 180 view. So the feedback's been amazing. And the results of the assessment are private for that individual. But that is the benefit to the dealer candidates. We want to make sure that this is a personalized process for those dealer candidates. And again, you don't know what you don't know until you know that you don't know, right? So for us, it's a matter of saying, hey, here's where you need to get stronger. And not only here's where you need to get stronger, but we're going to offer some education in those areas. But sometime it boils down to you taking the individual initiative to talk to your dealer and say, hey, you know, I want to do a mirror day at a dealership in this particular department. But we empower those individuals to really drive their journey towards dealership ownership.
Well, for this training, because it sounds pretty fantastic, what kind of time commitment is involved?
Big time commitment. I would say several hours, because imagine initially you get the information, you've got to study the information. What it's like being dropped off in a different marketplace, right? Which for a lot of dealer candidates is the case. Your first opportunity may not be where you live, right? So you've got this new dealership opportunity and you really have to study the marketplace. How are you going to market? Who are you going to hire? What's going to be your cost structure? What type of cash do you need? Your monthly cash forecasting. So it's very much real world, but any mistakes that you make is monopoly money. It's not real money at this point, but it does get you prepared for the real world when your opportunity does come your way.
No, that's really cool. It definitely sounds like one of my college business classes and like a true simulation of running the whole dealership. So I love that you're offering that for training.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You know, just moving on with that topic, I'm curious, because one of the things as brokers we run into regularly, whether it's a seasoned veteran buyer that's bought many stores or somebody buying their first store, we always recommend put your team, assemble your team. If you're going to have a broker involved, obviously we believe you should, but and we should believe it should be us. But do you have a broker? Do you have a good attorney on staff that specializes in M&A car dealerships? Do you have a CPA already on board? Do you have a banker? All those things. Do you have a partners within NAMAN? I may be ashamed I don't know the answer to this, but do you have partners that you recommend? Because we find it can be such an important piece of the puzzle when you're trying to buy a dealership and you get all the knowledge and gathered together. But if you've got one bad partner in that mix, they can really hamper or prevent a transaction from happening. Is that your experience with you?
Yeah, it absolutely is. For most of our members, they do and have their own team assembled. But I can tell you this much. Most of those partnerships and most of those teams have been formed through relationships from NAMAN conferences. People tend to do business with the people that they know, right? And there are individuals that I can tell you that I met at the NAMAD conference 10 years ago that my family's still doing business with to this day. So part of it is the visibility, and the other part of it is the networking. As far as recommending, we don't necessarily recommend one over the other, but obviously if there's a list of partners within that particular category that are working with NAMAD and know the base of members, those are the ones that we refer individuals to, of course. And so I think that that is really the key, is visibility, right, of our vendor partners. And we try to make sure that there's an opportunity for all of our partners to share what it is that they do and their expertise and their innovation within the marketplace.
So you talked about making progress a little bit, and in some areas you've done a good job, in other areas there's a lot more opportunity. Where do you think we need to push the hardest?
I think the area of opportunity for all of us, like I said, is really evolving the financing opportunities and access to capital for individuals. I just believe if you have the right candidate for a particular opportunity, it's a matter of how do we make this work? And oftentimes it comes down to capital. So, you know, the good news is that I do believe that there's a lot of work that's being done in those areas. When I meet with the OEMs, the innovation that they're coming up with to put deals together is light years away from where it was, say, 10 years ago. So the OEMs recognize and realize that this is a real obstacle. And at the end of the day, they want who they want in these deals, and they don't want capital to be an obstacle. There are some realities, right? You have to have capital, but they're doing their part and trying to focus on even being better at having capital partners as a means to get the right dealer and the right opportunities.
Perry, it's great to hear about the progress the OEMs are making on the capital piece. In terms of the capital partners themselves, how are they helping to bring this vision to life?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that we're seeing more and more conversations with the NAMAD executives from larger auto groups, from large capital partners, just finding out, hey, what are you looking for in terms of your business model? How does that fit into NAMAD? How can we better partner together? Everybody recognizes and understands that there's a business opportunity there. It's just a matter of saying, what does it look like? And how can we make it fair and equitable for all parties involved? So I would say we're probably in the initial stages of figuring out what that will look like. But the good news is I believe everybody has good intentions. And because of that, I'm sure that there will be innovations and some standardized processes and procedures or platforms that will come about. But it's an exciting time, believe it or not. I think that while it's challenging, at the same time, I do think it's a relentless priority of all parties involved, because we understand the changing landscape of America. And we also understand that this is a time where dealers who really know how to operate dealerships are at a high value. And when you find one, again, you want to do everything you can to make sure that person is in the right dealership with the right opportunity. So,
Perry, I'm really excited because based on what you said, what I'm hearing is the conference is going to be just packed with a lot of content and value, but it also sounds like a really great time. How can people find out more about NAMAD, the conference coming up, and get enrolled with it?
If you want to know more about the conference, you can go to NAMAD.org, and there's a bunch of information about the conference, place, time, how to register for the conference, room information in terms of lodging. You can also see the agenda, so you'll have an opportunity to see all of the content that we'll be covering. And again, I think it's just an amazing time for anyone who's obviously interested in dealership ownership, anyone who's in the industry that's looking to generate revenue, because obviously our members are also very viable in terms of spending cash, if you will. So that's very important. We have a lot of vendor partners, but this year has been amazing. We've had a ton of new partners reach out to want to be a part of the conference. And we've had probably more dealers register early than we've had before as well. I think the topic of AI, again, is something that everybody's interested in. And I also think that we're all looking to see sort of the positioning, right? Given everything that's going on within the landscape of the United States of America and diversity and all of these different things. So it's going to be an amazing conference. And again, we ask that you would visit NAMAD.org and check us out and come out and be a part of the family reunion.
Fantastic, Perry. We will see you in August in Las Vegas for the NAMAD conference.
Absolutely. Bring a fan because it's going to be hot.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Driving Performance. The show notes include links to any resources mentioned in today's show. If you're enjoying our podcast, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and leave us a 5-star review. If you're considering buying or selling an automotive dealership, reach out to us at performancebrokerageservices.com or send an email to info@performancebrokerageservices.com.